Michigan Executive Office of the GOVERNORNEWSRELEASELANSING, MISH. Today, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist II will stop in Newberry and Munising during the second day of his Make It in Michigan budget tour in the Upper Peninsula. In Newberry, Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist will join Helen Newberry Joy Hospital administration and staff to tour existing facility and learn about how the $7 million appropriation given through the state budget will help improve healthcare delivery at this rural critical access hospital. The FY24 budget includes $140 million to increase wages for direct care workers and other staff assisting those with disabilities and seniors who require home-based and nursing home services and supports. Later, in Newberry, Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist will tour Bee Wise Farms, a working honeybee farm with two beehive centers, lavender fields, and a variety of education programs. Dr. Adam Ingrau, co-founder of Bee Wise Farms, is the national director of the Heroes to Hives program, which is the largest beekeeping education program for veterans in the U.S., having trained over 10,000 veterans in the art and science of beekeeping. This program offers a series of free online and in-person workshops to military veterans and their dependents and is funded by Michigan Food and Farming Systems, MFS. Next, in Munising, Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist will join Renovare Development for an update on their Munising Marketplace and Fire Hall projects. Renovare Development is proposing redevelopment of a blighted, former fire hall building, and new, infill construction of a multi-story, mixed-use development in the downtown district of the city of Munising. The project will address the need for rental housing and downtown amenities while transforming two of Munising's priority sites. The development team plans to incorporate significant local support and a number of resources to assist in the over $25 million project, including MEDC's Community Revitalization Program and Revitalization and Placemaking Grant Program, and MSHDA's Missing Middle Program. That afternoon, in Munising, Lieutenant Governor Gilchrist will join the Peninsula Fiber Network to discuss their Middle Mile Grant, a $61.2 million grant from the National Telecommunications and Information Administration Middle Mile Broadband Infrastructure Program to help improve Michigan's internet access. Currently, there is only one fiber optic cable connecting the upper and lower peninsulas, along the Mackinac Bridge. This grant will allow the Peninsula Fiber Network to run fiber optic cables under the Great Lakes. Since taking office, the Whitmer-Gilchrist administration has connected over 23,000 homes, businesses, and unserved locations to high-speed internet and has established the Michigan High-Speed Internet Office to coordinate the state's high-speed internet work. WHO. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist II Hunter Nostrandt, President and Chief Executive Officer Nathan Neeb, Board of Trustees, Chair Joanna Slott, Board of Trustees, Vice Chair Nick DeRuscia, Board of Trustees, Treasurer Tammy Henry, Board of Trustees, Secretary Dr. Michael Beaulieu, Chief Medical Officer Mike Johnson, Purchasing Clerk, UAW Local Union 2399 President What? Helen Newberry Joy Hospital Visit When? Tuesday, July 25 at 8 a.m. Please arrive by 7:45 a.m. for check-in. Where? To request credentials for the in-person event in Newberry, please RSVP to press@michigan.gov by 7 a.m. today. WHO, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist II Dr. Adam Ingrau, co-founder, Bee Wise Farms. Lacey Ingrau, co-founder, Bee Wise Farms. Tammy Henry, executive director, Luce County EDC. What? Bee Wise Farm Tours. When? Tuesday, July 25 at 9:20 a.m. Please arrive by 9 a.m. for check-in. Where? To request credentials for the in-person event in Newberry, please RSVP to press@michigan.gov by 8 a.m. today. WHO. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist II. Shannon Morgan, Managing Partner, Renovare Development. Jill Ferrari, Managing Partner, Renovare Development. Jennifer Acosta, Vice President of Real Estate Development, Renovare Development. Kathy Reynolds, DDA Director, Munising Downtown Development Authority. Britta Carlson, CEO and Founder Epic Child Care Center Proposed Tenant. Deb Brunel, CEO, UP Michigan Works. Proposed tenant: Rick Nabel, CEO, People's State Bank, lender. What? Renovare Development, Munising Marketplace and the Firehall Project event. When? Tuesday, July 25th at 11:30 a.m. Please arrive by 11:15 a.m. for check-in. Where? To request credentials for the in-person event in Munising, please RSVP to press at michigan.gov by 10 a.m. today. WHO, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist II, Jennifer Greenberg, VP of Government Relations, Peninsula Fiber Network, Todd Prohl, Director of Technical Operation, Peninsula Fiber Network, Scott Randall, General Manager, Peninsula Fiber Network, Tammy Smith, Grants and Funding Manager, Peninsula Fiber Network, James J. Brogan, President, Hiawatha Communications Inc., Paul Stark, President, Baraga Telephone. What? Peninsula Fiber Network Tour and Middle Mile Grant Event. When? Tuesday, July 25th at 12:30 p.m. Please arrive by 12:15 p.m. for check-in. Where? To request credentials for the in-person event in Munising, please RSVP to press at michigan.gov by 11 a.m. today.